Join us now for the Chapel Hour, coming to you from the campus of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. Our speaker today is Dr. Norman Ute, pastor of Faith Baptist Church in Simpsonville, South Carolina. The title of his message is 10 Promises from a Wonderful Psalm. The text is from Psalm 23. Dr. Ute will bring his message following the introduction by Stephen Jones.
I hope your heart is prepared this morning for the chapel message. Our speaker, Dr. Norman Ute Sr., is a man whose whole life really is a testimony of faithfulness. It's faithfulness that is noticed within the religious community and faithfulness that is even recognized in the secular community. He and his wife both graduated from the university in the 1950s, and he then served 35 years as executive director of the Salvation Army Boys Club. Did that for many years. I remember as a freshman when that was my extension, he came and gave us the instructions about what the ministry would entail. A very faithful, godly man. He's also been pastoring at Faith Baptist Church in Simpsonville for 37 years now and continues in that position, a work that the Lord has blessed because he's a man whom God has used and blessed. He's had a son attend here, grandchildren attend here, and he said he's even got great-grandchildren here now. So he's a man whose whole ministry is others-focused, a man of faithfulness, an example to put before you. Very few men have taken as much interest in students here as Dr. Ute has. I hope that commends him to your heart. He loves young people. He's worked with thousands of our students over the years. And he's a man, the touch of his life is a tremendous blessing. His friendship is a treasure. And it's a privilege to present Dr. Ute to you as our speaker today.
Thank you, Brother Stephen. I appreciate those wonderful remarks. And according to that, I'm 104 years old. But I shall improve as I go along. I remember Dr. Jones Sr. one time come into chapel and he had a horrendous cold. And he was very hoarse. You could hardly hear him. But he had a little bottle. He kept taking a little swig every time. He said, "Now, don't pay any attention to my voice. It's going to get better as we go along." I thought I'd open with just a thought today. Somebody sent me this email, and it says, "Pastor versus choir director. Church feuds are not uncommon, especially among cliques in the congregation. But when the pastor and choir director get into it, stand aside." One week, our preacher preached on commitment and how we should dedicate ourselves to service. The choir director then led the choir in singing, "I Shall Not Be Moved." Next Sunday, the preacher preached on giving and how we should gladly give to the work of the Lord. The choir director then led the song, "Jesus Paid It All." The next Sunday, the preacher preached on gossiping and how we should watch our tongues. The hymn was, "I Love to Tell the Story." The next week, the preacher became so disgusted over the situation. The next Sunday, he told the congregation he was considering resigning. The choir director then sang, "Oh, Why Not Tonight?" And lastly, when the preacher resigned the next week, he told the church that Jesus had led him there and he was taking him away. And then the choir director sang, "What a friend we have in Jesus." So I'm glad that I'm in friendly confines today. And I just praise the Lord for all that he's doing and has done and will continue to do. It's a real joy to be here. I stood in the administration building admiring the portrait, Dr. Jones Sr. and Jr. and also the third. And it takes me back many, many years ago when I came here just as a young Christian, and I needed the foundation of Bob Jones University and the principles that are set forth here, and how I wanted to leave Greenville as soon as I graduated, but the Lord saw fit to keep me here. So it's been my privilege to be in this area all of my Christian life, basically. So I thank the Lord for every blessing that Bob Jones University is to me. And I think of the sayings that are, I'm sure, in all the classrooms. And I think of those that stay with you and stick with you. And one that you remember and never forget is, "Do right." And I think of Dr. Jones Sr. one time when he said, "I skim a little cream off every man's brain I meet." And so these are precious, wonderful, glorious thoughts to my own heart. I have some large notes here. I've had four eye surgeries in the last couple of years. And so I remember what Dr. Jones Sr. said one time, "Billy Sunday must have had boxcar letters for notes because he only went by the pulpit every so often. Well, I'm staying right here in the pulpit, so you don't have to worry about that. I would just give a few things from my heart today that might be an encouragement to you, not only now, but all the rest of your life. And I would memorize a core of verses or a group of verses that you can surround yourself with, that you can refer to throughout your lifetime, and it will be a great blessing. I'd like for you to turn with me to Psalm 23 this morning, and I want to give you 10 promises from this wonderful psalm. I don't know if you're accustomed to doing this, but may we read it together, please. I'd like for you, you may have it committed to memory. Shall we begin? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. As we look at this wonderful psalm, I'm sure you've heard it many times. I'm sure you probably committed it to memory. But as we look at this today, I think of this thought. Everything that a human being will ever need in this life can be found in this psalm. And it will be a stabilizing force in your life. So I'd like to leave this with you, if I may. 10 promises. I shall not want. Could be translated, I shall lack for nothing. And I want to tie in some New Testament verses along with it. I shall not lack for provision. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. And I think always of the great book of Philippians, the 4th chapter. And I think of those key verses there. Verse 19 says, but my God, my personal God, shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory. And so as we look to the wonderful word of life, the word of God, we have these wonderful promises. And every promise in the Bible, it needs to be personally claimed by you. I think of my wife's life verse, Deuteronomy 31:8. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee, not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. I think of my life verses, Hebrews the 13th chapter, verses 5 and 8. The 8th verse says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. 3 words that really stabilized me in my early Christian life were, Jesus never fails. And so I praise the Lord. We had the joy of being here. When there were 1,200 preacher boys and a lot of World War II veterans, we lived in the trailer court just across down in back of the, where it was the faculty unit, which is not there anymore. And we had great times as we were there, and I have great memories. And this was where we continued to grow, as we had a prayer meeting every night, and we'd memorize verses at that time. Number 2, I shall not lack for peace. The world today is hungering and lacking for it everywhere that you look. But in the human heart, Jesus Christ has taken care of that. Where he said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. One of my favorite verses is Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. So we go back to Philippians again. Philippians, the 4th chapter, verses 5, 6, and 7. Are a group of verses that are so tremendously great. And it says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Number 3, I shall not lack for restoration. He restoreth my soul. We think of the 51st Psalm where David had committed the great sin, and where he came to the Lord. And I thank God that we're eternally saved. Our lives are secure in Jesus Christ. And he knows our frame, that we're but dust. He knows our down sittings, and he knows our uprisings. He knows our weaknesses. We're commanded to lay aside the sin that doth so easily beset us and run that great race with patience. And so we look here, and I think as we look at this portion of Scripture, for the restoration. Revelation 3, verse 19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. I'm told that, as I read after the shepherds in the Holy Land and elsewhere, that when a sheep becomes disobedient, sometimes the little lamb will wander and he continues to do so. And finally, the shepherd will take and break its leg or injure its leg. And then he has to carry that sheep in a little pouch around his shoulder and right next to his heart until the leg heals. And after the leg is healed, then as he lets that little lamb down and it's on its own, it won't leave the shepherd's side. So we know that all things do work together for good. To them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. Many times we see through a glass darkly. We do not fully understand, but God's working a work for our good and for His glory. Number four, quickly. I shall not lack for guidance. We're living in an hour when we need the guidance and leadership of the Holy Spirit more than ever before. And I think of that great song that Fanny Crosby wrote. And I'll quote a few verses of it. All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt His tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in Him to dwell, for I know that whatever befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. And then the last stanza. All the way my Savior leads me, oh, the fullness of His love, perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When my spirit, clothed immortal, wings its flights to realms of day, this my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. Let me give you another verse. Psalm 32, verse 8. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. How wonderfully personal that is, that the Lord has given us the promise. Number five, I shall not lack for courage. This psalm says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. As a little boy or a young man, I used to have a great fear of death. I cannot explain it. We used to pass papers, my brother and I, early in the mornings. And my lot was to go by the mortuary, night mortuary in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. We practiced doorknob delivery. They never even saw the door because I would throw that thing and run as fast as I could go. But when the Lord saved me, He took all the fear of death away. I think of the wonderful verse in 2 Corinthians 5:8, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We had a wonderful experience when my mother passed away a few years ago. We were in the St. Francis Hospital downtown, and we knew she was dying and she was ready to go. And as we sat there alongside, or stood there alongside the bed, the chaplain came in over there, and the nurses came in, and the different folk came in. And they kept saying, are you all right? Are you all right? And we said, yes. About 12:20 that day, she went home to be with the Lord. I said, she's just arrived in heaven. May we pray? And they didn't understand all that was going on. But 2 weeks later, they asked me to come back and speak to the priests and the chaplains and explain about how my mother died. And so I had the great opportunity to give the gospel at that time. Amen. Okay. I will fear no evil. What a wonderful comfort that is to our hearts. Number six, I shall not lack for preservation, protection, and honor. Well, we know that the Lord's going to care for us. And I think of that wonderful verse of Scripture in Romans 8:32. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him freely give us all things? I thank the Lord for this wonderful promise. Psalm 84, I think it is 11. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. So if you walk with Jesus Christ, He's going to give you everything that's really good for you. Number seven, I shall not lack for joy. This speaks of the joy that the child of God has. Isaiah 61, verse 3. Given to them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. New Testament passage is so precious as John, the 15th chapter, that your joy might be full. I think one of the things that we're going to face when we get to heaven at the judgment seat of Christ is that we live so far below our throne rights. We have all kinds of privileges to come to the Lord Jesus Christ and to claim His promises, but we lack them because we fail to claim them. Number 8, I shall not lack for blessing. The psalmist says, my cup runneth over. Ephesians, the first chapter, verse 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Christ is the secret. Christ is the answer. He is our all in all, as we're told in Colossians. And then we have Psalm 100 to go along with it. Number 9, I shall not lack for divine favor. Dr. Harry Ironsides, whom I heard right after I became a Christian, was the pastor of, I think, Moody Memorial Church. There was a lady going through some emotional illness and experiences. And she was constantly saying, there are two men that are following me. And she would go to her pastor and she'd say, when I get off the streetcar, they follow me. When I go toward my home, they follow me. And if I go anywhere else, they follow me. So this wise, godly pastor said to her one day when she came to him, and she said, I'd like for you to sit down. I'd like to talk to you a moment. I want to tell you who these two men are. One is Mr. Goodness, and one is Mr. Mercy. And the Bible says they shall follow thee all the days of your life. Amen. Number 10, I shall not lack for a heavenly home. How thankful and how we praise the Lord for our eternal home. If you meet the Savior in verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You will be with the shepherd in verse 6, where we go home to be with him. I thought I'd close with a little illustration that I read many years ago. There was a young man that was dying, in fact, a young boy, about 8 or 10. And he just was not and could not get the assurance of his salvation. So his daddy said, now, son, I want you to follow me. I want you to take your hand and hold it up. And I want you to do this. Take these first 5 words. The Lord is my, and the 5th is shepherd. And he said, now, I want you to hold onto that finger as a promise. And I want you to repeat that. The Lord is my shepherd, my personal shepherd. You know, that's what the Lord wants you and I to do every day of our lives. He didn't save us and just leave us here to do the best that we can. But He left us here that He might lead us, guide us, and bless us, and use us to bring honor and glory to Him. Everyone has a gift, at least one gift, or many more. And He desires that you will glorify Him and trust Him and live for Him. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Verses 2 through 5 tell about our journey here below. And the verses 6 tells that we're going to go to heaven to be with Him forever and ever. I trust these promises will be a blessing to you, a source of encouragement and strength. And I felt led to give one more verse. I had a hard time with my assurance. I was the only one saved in a little country church. God sent an old retired Methodist bishop, 78 years old, back to preach a revival. It was a modernist pastor, the only church in town. I'd just been saved, didn't know much of anything. Didn't know one verse of Scripture from memory. I remember after receiving the Lord Jesus Christ, I went on and on. And God sent a Bob Jones graduate later on to hold a revival in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. And he took me aside and he explained to me how I could be assured. And I've used it many, many times. I leave it with you. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have what? Are you awake? What's the last 2 words? Thank you. Now, and that's where I got my assurance. Number one, you put your name in the whosoever. Who said this? Jesus Christ said it. Who did He say it to? He said it to Nicodemus. And God is no respecter of persons. And if Nicodemus had to be saved that way, we have to be saved the same way. How long is eternal life? It's forever. And so we have that wonderful assurance from that day to this, which is almost probably 50 years now, I have never lacked assurance of salvation. I know that I'm on my way to heaven, and I know whatever befalls me, my life is secure in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the answer to all of life's problems. May we pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the precious Word of God that is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And sweet Holy Spirit, I pray that You'll lead each one of us each step of the way. We thank Thee for Bob Jones University. We thank Thee for its founders and its presidents, for its faculty and its student body. We pray that Thou should give much wisdom and guidance and understanding in the days that lie ahead, as Thou hast in the past, that Thou shalt bless and supply every need, and that through this great institution and these students, multiplied thousands and thousands of souls who have come to know Jesus Christ. Dismiss us with Thy blessing. Give us a wonderful day. And that which we do, may we bring honor and glory to Christ, in whose name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you.
You've been listening to the Chapel Hour, coming to you from the campus of Bob Jones University. Our speaker was Dr. Norman Ute, pastor of Faith Baptist Church in Simpsonville, South Carolina. If you'd like a cassette copy of today's message, send a check for $7 to Campus Store, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. Be sure to mention the name of the speaker and today's date. The Chapel Hour has been sponsored by Bob Jones University.